Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to part two. I thought it would be smart, since Blog Talk only gave me 30 minutes, then I will just schedule a show right at the top of the hour if I'm going to do one so late anyways. I'm totally all right. I'm all right with that. So, I think I'm going to continue this little rhythm, and we'll do talk about transcending darkness or anything else that I feel like I should bring up at the 11 o'clock hour. And the 12 o'clock, do, I guess we can call them readings, to help people get through this darkness. If they want to call in, they can do so. My call-in number changed, which is really awesome because I got business cards in with the Dream Teacher and for the my old number that I first originally got here. But now it changed, so the new number is 310-742-1777. And I'm pretty excited about the 777s at the end because, I don't know, it makes me feel comfortable. So, I really want to reserve this space for people that are going through very dark times. I want to save it for the people that really do need that extra push, that extra set of eyes, if they will, into their own life that they just don't get anywhere else. You know, it's really nice to be able to talk to somebody in an unbiased opinion, you know, that doesn't know you, your situation, or your family, or whoever you associate with. It's nice to be able to hear somebody that really does have a heartfelt connection towards you and doesn't really know you. It's an interesting mix, it's an interesting combo. That's what I think the real psychic readers are doing. I think that they are really feeling, you know, they're empathic towards you and they want to hear from you. You know, actually, all of them are pretty much in business to take calls and readings, and you know, they need you, otherwise they don't have a business. So, please, if you are in any sort of dark moment in your life, do not hesitate to call in, and I'll be glad to take your call. So, I guess I'll just reiterate darkness and what those feelings are, and you know how you know if you're in them. I think most people would know, but sometimes it's hard to be able to tell. Sometimes you can never really see it, and you're just on automatic pilot, and you don't know, you know, where you are. And I don't even say that being lost or not knowing where you are is a state of darkness. That's more like a state of wonder, I would say, an imagination. You have a lot that you can create in front of you. And it's a lot to change. You know, if you're lost, then there's always some sort of way out there. There's always a path. There's been paths laid in front of us numerous times. They're everywhere. I mean, you just look at a freaking road map. There's a path right there. You can see at least 1, 2, 3 different bands. Where are they? Okay. I have to get this laid out. I have to connect. Alright. So we do have a caller. We're going to take area code 732. So just tell me your name if you want to tell me where you're calling from or anything else. Just make sure I get your name, 732.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, buddy? Good.
Good. How are you? Who is this?
Great. This is Tom.
Tom?
Yep.
Oh, excellent. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
I am doing pretty good. Excited to be back on air.
Welcome back. Where you been?
I've been in hiding, actually.
You've been hiding in the darkness.
I have, absolutely. You know, taking a seat back, and it's not such a bad thing. It's kind of like a, it was a, for me, it was a regrouping thing. Staying, you know, see, I'm like really, really, really sensitive to other people. And when I'm around them, I get influenced by them so easily, or just like I feel what they feel, and I think how they think, and it just, it wraps me up a lot. So I have to seclude myself sometimes to be able to understand myself, who I am, and where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
So for the darkness, I'm definitely thankful for.
Cool.
Absolutely. So is there anything I can do for you tonight? You just want to talk, which is perfectly fine.
Well, were you doing readings tonight?
Yeah, I am.
Cool. I would love a relationship reading.
A relationship, okay. Now, I'm trying to, I don't know if you heard me before, I want to save this for people that really, really do need it, that need a reading, or that need the, that can feel the darkness. Because, like, I don't, there's a lot of people out there, okay, I just did a previous show about this, and I was talking about how there's a lot of those people out there, a lot of these people that just can say love and light and then get paid $50 for it. So I just wanted to say that we're taking the opposite approach here. And don't call just to hear love and light. Call because there is darkness. You understand?
Sure. Yep.
Perfect. As long as we are perfect on that. Now, what's relationship? Okay. Well, automatically, just saying, just because you're still on the phone line, there must be something deep happening in this relationship.
Yeah.
Is there, there's one specifically that's, that you're calling about, like you're in a relationship right now, right? Right. Sorry, Tom, are you there? Did you press the mute button accidentally? Oh. Okay. Well, we lost Tom. I don't think it was very dark. Okay. So anyways, let's get back to the darkness. Ay. Dionysus, you can call in if you want to. But yeah, I think we're going to talk even darker than dark. We're going all the way. I know I heard, I think yesterday, that Neptune is going to be going into Pisces in like a week, maybe a little bit less than a week. And that I'm definitely excited for. Neptune is Pisces' natural abode. Maybe I said that backwards. Whatever. So it's going to be like tenfold imagination. And Pisces isn't exactly one of the brightest signs, but it's definitely a mystical, beautiful, deep, and I would say in some sense dark sign. I feel like it's like the entire spectrum of blue, from like dark all the way to like this beautiful, you know, how you see tropical vacation, sand lot blue. Called sand, I think it's called the sand lot. But yeah, I think that that's what Pisces is like. And I think that imagination is going to be like, oh, so intense. And then with the state that the world is in right now, there's so much projection of darkness. And I think that it's just going to get multiplied by like a freaking 100 or something. And people are going to have crazy imaginative spurts. They're going to be like spontaneously combusting everywhere. Oh, excellent. So I definitely want to try it. I don't know what's going to happen with myself. See, that's the thing. I can see trends. I never, like, can look at myself. It takes a long time to do that. Like I was just telling the previous caller, I go through just a nice, long period of regrouping myself and getting together. I don't know if that's like a Scorpio thing, and I'm finding myself liking to be around Scorpios a lot more because they just seem to like get it, whatever mind frame I'm in. I think, I don't know, I'm always, it's just so, it makes some sense. It's pretty interesting. Oh, excuse me. So I'm not playing any music anymore, although there's some excellent music that I want. I would love to share. It's a lot of it uses bass, and that's another freaking dark thing. Bass is so dark and low, and it has the lowest frequency. You can feel it in your entire body. I do love that, is being able to feel music. It feels so good. I love how you can just get lost in the music. It literally makes you just dance. It totally does. It's like a definite state of hypnosis. All right. Let's see. I'm going to put 215 is calling in, so we'll put them on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Anesis, what's up, man?
Nothing much.
Good to talk to you. So I was right. I was totally right with my assessment.
Yeah, you're totally correct in your assessment. I have questions for you. I'm going to give you like a little mini interview.
Okay, that's fine. I'm ready for your challenge.
Okay. Well, first off, being that I am really sensitive to energy, as you know,
yeah.
I really feel a new energy coming off of you, and it's very, very Scorpio and very Plutonian and deep and intense and profound, and you know, it's as if you've gone through some sort of a metamorphosis or you've transformed in some way, not necessarily on the outside, but on the inside. And
yeah.
I'm just curious as to what piqued this transformation within you.
What piqued it or what started it?
Both.
Okay. What started it was my, oh gosh, let's see. It was my trip to, my trip to Florida, I think about right. Where I was stuck in the middle of nowhere. I was in South Beach, but I had nobody, I had nothing, and I made it back to a home. I made it back somewhere safely. And that really started this whole change within me, and I started cutting people out of my life slowly but surely and secluding and drawing back. And, you know, definitely the biggest question people just started asking me is, where are you? You know, where have you been? Blah, blah, blah. Nobody ever knew where I was, what I was doing. So just with that, that's really what started this whole drawing in. And now I've noticed so many, I don't know, I just noticed a lot of things have changed. Maybe it's just growing up. Maybe it's how I'm transitioning. But I always do shy of it. Anyway, like you said, going through metamorphosis, I do that every once in a while. I feel that, which is, I know, it's really weird. But it feels cool for me. It feels right. And I think, I mean, this is probably not going to be the last time it happens, I'll tell you that. But I think it'll project me into the right direction. I think it's going to,
wow.
I don't know. I just go with it.
I wonder where exactly Pluto is in your chart, because it seems to have such a strong influence over you as an individual right now, more so than ever before.
Pluto in my chart right now is in my 12th house.
Wow. That's a really good place for doing it. But it's been there. It's been in your 12th, but it's probably making some new aspects of something.
Yeah, that is true. I haven't done that. I was going to...
I'll look at it later.
Okay, cool. I don't know. It just that's what I was thinking about. And even though with all this stuff about Pluto that I've been reading and how it is like the, what is it? I compare it to Hades, to hell, and to like the worst things ever, like the worst things, the devil and underground, the whole underground world, etc. And but it does make sense after I remember having this one dream, being the son of the devil. I was going downstairs in the crowd. The devil was my parent. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really intense. I don't know if I should have said that on air, but whatever.
Come on, Pluto is all about authenticity and revealing all secrets.
Like that. You know what? That's the other thing I've noticed too is how much information I learned, like all the secrets that people tell me. I think that's why I feel so informed, is because all these people tell me all their secrets, and I know things that I really shouldn't. Like, I probably shouldn't. But I just want to know, oh, so many things. I thought about so much of doing that, but I don't know. I think I'll stick on the radio show and put it out there. I don't want to be like a detective or something, or like some kind of private investigator, because that's...
It's interesting that you say that. Just thinking about Pluto being in a clubhouse, and Pluto is also likened to being a reservoir. And the swap house is the house of secrets. And it would make sense that you have this, I guess, this expanded or deep understanding of, I guess, not just the secrets of life, but, you know, people's secrets in general. And it's up to you as to whether to use it for good or for bad, you know, that type of thing. And Pluto is the planet of power, and whatever house it's in, depicts where that power is that we have, or that sphere of influence we have over each different area in our life. You know, if it's in the 12th house, then we have control over people's secrets. And if it's in the third house, then it's our tongue, it's our mind, it's our words, our, you know, what we say to people, that we hold power.
Power is, that's an interesting thing to bring up. You know, I've been thinking about that too a lot, and I think, you know, I was obsessed a lot with getting power. I remember that. I just wanted to feel so powerful and be so powerful. But like, the reason behind it was bullshit. It was stupid, because I just wanted to be powerful, just for the sake of being powerful. Just because, you know, people that have power, you know. That was really windy. Sorry, you had a lot of wind going on there. Anyways, people that have power, they can do pretty much anything. But like, a lot of people are selfish with it, and I noticed that. I saw that firsthand when, this guy, he was a multimillionaire, and he apparently was going to hire me. And turned out, you know, he was trying to use me, and it was not a good situation. And I noticed...
Manipulation, another Plutonian theme.
He was super Scorpio. He left me high and dry. He was very powerful, but he had no interaction with other people. The only interaction he had was fighting with people or talking smack or figuring out where people are supposed to be going. And he always brought in these new people, like literally new from days just meeting over and over and over again, never making any connections with people. And I saw that, and I'm like, I don't want that. I don't want that kind of power. I don't want to be...
I don't want to be a selfish empowerment. I want to be empowered through something bigger.
I don't know if it would be crazy to try being empowered through other people, but I feel like that's just the main reason why we're here, is to be connected with others.
Wow. Well, I'm so happy to see that you've made these changes, and it's so interesting to just see you going from the lower spectrum of Pluto, which relates to the, you know, greed and obsession on power and the dark, and you're actually moving beyond that. It's like you're going through a tunnel, and you're embodying the last stage, you know, the final stage of Scorpio, which is the dove, where you are enlightened, and you know, you've treaded through hell, and you can take all the lessons you've learned in that dark place and help other people that are there now. And that's really what you're trying to do. You're trying to reach out to people that are in that deep, dark spot, in that you've gone through it yourself. And I commend you on it, and I really do wish you well with it. I think it's a brilliant thing to do, and it's what's needed right now with the state of the world. I think that so many people are going through so many problems. So many people feel stuck. So many people feel lost. And so many people are left without others that they can truly connect with, or other people that want to connect with them. And so I think that you offering this to people, or you just wanting to stand in that light, is an amazing thing to do as a human being. And like I said, I'll support you in that.
Well, thank you.
For sure.
I respectfully accept that.
You're welcome.
So let me tell you about the peak then. I told you about the start. Let me tell you the peak. So...
The what?
And it really... Well, you asked me the start and the peak.
Remember, oh, the peak. The peak. Okay, I got you.
Okay. So it started with whatever I said, and now the peak, the moon was really, really close.
Yes. It was in Virgo.
And it was a full moon. And it was like the closest it's been in 13 days. And I went outside and I just had like this amazing experience just looking at the moon. And it, like, when I was looking at it, I decided to take off my glasses, and I wanted to see it like from a completely different perspective. You know, I thought, you know, people didn't have glasses 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago, so why? I want to see what it's like without glasses. And so I took them off, and I stared, and like the way that the moon just like interacted with me, and I think, you know, just my imagination and how I perceived it to be, it turned into, like, it grouped up into a bunch of dots. Not like a bunch of dots, but there was, like, it was in a geometric pattern. I don't know if you're familiar with that, the star tetrahedron, but
no.
It was, like, the two triangles within each other. How do you explain? But that's, like, what I saw, and then, like, how my imagination kept it going. It was great. It went, and they were flowing into each other, and it was just, like, the most meditative, spiritual experience, and that was my peak right there, and I'm like, whoa, okay, I'm brought back. This is where I really am supposed to be, and there's this amazing sign. So I'm taking it for what it's worth, and if I can come back and help people, then absolutely, I will do it. No problem with that. But
wow, and that's interesting too, that it was in the sign of Virgo, which is a sign of healing and helping and being of service to other people.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
So, well, it's a coincidence. I mean, you know, take it to that. At the very least, I don't think of it as a coincidence, but, you know.
Some may do. Some do.
I don't know why, man. 18 years, yeah, there we go. So, it has been a crazy transformation. And it's not even all the way done yet, either. It's just, like, each little fifth after growth, that again. I can feel it, the growth. I can feel, I don't know, just being smarter. I always knew, for some reason, 22 was going to be, like, my year. That's cool. I'm going to be 22 in 2011.
Wow. You're getting old. No, I'm joking.
What is you? Yeah. And it's so not old. Not compared to me. Everybody is always like, oh my gosh, you're so young. Ah. Yeah, but you're younger than I am. Oh, what is your question? What is your question, Shava? I hope I'm saying that right. I am doing reading.
What is
sorry. I apparently got a reading myself.
You got a reading yourself. I'm confused. What are you saying?
I wasn't expecting to get you to call in. And so you pretty much read me. You're like, oh, you feel this way and that way. And
it wasn't a reading. It's just my feelings. You know, I always have those.
Yeah. You. A lot. Okay.
For better or worse.
That was crazy. I cannot believe I met you either. That was crazy, too. That was a totally new experience for me.
Oh yeah, we did meet. Oh my gosh, you have brand new listeners. I don't even know.
I know. I don't. Well, hi everybody in the chat room. Thanks, one of a kind.
Whoever's in there.
I don't know. I'm trying not. I get distracted by the chat very easily, so I try not to look.
Yeah, that's why you don't look at it.
I need to get somebody that just does the chat for me. That would be a smart idea. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to run out of so much to talk about. Like, I used to do an hour and a half show every week. I managed to find a whole bunch of random stuff to talk about. I don't even remember, like, what was said in any of those shows. I feel like this one will be different. These shows and this little group, now that I'm back, it feels different. It feels like it's going to stick. But I think I might do some other shows, like marketing shows, as well as doing party events, even like doing interviews or something here on Blog Talk and doing these events.
That would
I'm going to be doing I'm moving down to Columbus working with my aunt. And she wants me to help her build her business. I always suggest to her a couple of things, doing events, getting names out there. I want to do really cool events, like really crazy. Like I said, that star tetrahedron earlier. I want to do something where that's like the main thing in the middle. That's like the main focal point. Something that's really going to shift energies in a collective way. So keeping that online and... Yeah, it's going to be great. I only have a couple of seconds left there if anybody can't hear, but if you want to still chat afterwards, that's fine. All right.
Oh, well, you should invite them to call in.
Well, if anybody wants to call in, they can totally do so because we're going to go off air in like 30 seconds. But somebody does have a question. I'm going to read it out loud. I hope she doesn't mind. Hello, Dream. How are you?
Oh.
I have a question. Okay, wait. Faith Angel, is it okay if I read your question out loud? I would feel bad if she's like, whoa, dude, whoa, whoa. You weren't supposed to say that out loud.
Yeah, it would be a little weird.
All right, everybody, if you're not calling in, then thank you for tuning in, and look for me again next time, maybe. maybe I'll be here. Perfecto. So, she never answered me. I guess I'll just type it to her.
Was it Hazen?
What's that?
Was that Paisley?
No, Paisley is gone. She went to bed, I think. It's Faith Angel. Whatever. I'm just going to read it. I would like to know about a guy named Michael. He currently attends my university. I've seen him on campus, at church, and at his desk. Oh, it's not okay. I appreciate it.
Oh, I didn't hear you anyway, so.
Oh, man. Well, it is on archive. Whoopsie, my bad.
I didn't hear you, though. I didn't hear the question.
Well, she wants to know about some guy named Michael. That's about it, though. Or he. I don't know how people are going. It doesn't matter.
He or she.
Boy, it doesn't matter. Oh, my gosh. You know what other crazy, crazy thing I've been thinking of?
What?
It's, I wanted to do some sort of huge change, some huge shift. I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I was going to move in with a drag queen and possibly start doing drag and, like, doing the craziest stuff with it. It would be, oh, my gosh, insane. Like, to be able to perceive as, to be seen as, like, two people, I think that would be so nuts.
Oh.
It would be an I know, right?
Well, I mean,
like it would be,
whatever floats your boat.
What, well, yeah.
I think that life is full of opportunity to experience it to the fullest, and I think that it's a waste for anyone to not, you know, I mean, if it's in you to experience something, then I feel like it's there right for a reason. You should totally act on it.
I definitely agree. You know, why not experience every aspect of life that you can? It's
exactly.
Not, I totally
not limit yourself.
Yeah, not worth it. We got too much time to kill anyways here.
Not really. It goes by quicker than you think.
Yeah, I know, right? I remember when
which
I was
is even more recent
experience.
I'm sorry, what?
I remember being so young, like 9 years old, and thinking, oh my god, I'm going to be 9 forever. Like, I have been so long. It's I'll never be an adult. That's impossible. Now I get
wow.
here. I don't know if I'm quite an adult yet, but.
And now you're like a
yeah.
Adulthood.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So, let me ask you: What is going on with this castle of light, the Boozy Star?
With this what?
The castle of light, that Bradham castle of light that Lizzie Star is like doing.
Oh, my Lizzie Star! She was just on. She was just
I
on.
I know. On Journey into Light.
Yeah, she was just on there. I didn't listen to it though. Like, I just went to the show like at the very, like last. I don't know, couple seconds just to say hi and pop in because I've been completely, like, recluse or you know in. Being reclusive, I guess, and just, you know, not on anything. I've gotten ready to delete my Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Blogspot, all of it, and redo it, you know, create something new.
Yeah, I've definitely been right there with you. I've been in totally secluded darkness, as like that one guy said. He totally hung up on me. I think caller hung up on
no,
me.
I'm...
Huh? My very first caller, he hung up on me.
Who was your first caller? Oh, that guy.
Yeah,
I
that
think
Tom
he wanted
guy.
A reading. And I think, you know, because of the fact that you had introduced... Well, yeah, you introduce this, what you were looking for, you know, and you wanted to connect to deeper people who had real issues, you know, that felt as if they were at the bottom of the pit.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess he took it as if, you know, you weren't gonna help him. So,
yeah, I'm glad that he felt that. Then, good thing he's using his intuition.
Good thing what?
He's using his intuition.
Yes, he was. He's a smart guy.
I don't know. I get really scary sometimes. I swear. Ugh.
Why?
Some people just need it, though. Like, there's some people that, I think of the example where it's just somebody that's being so dumb. I hate to say it, but they're just being so dumb. And they know that they're making bad decisions, but they don't know otherwise. That's the worst about it.
You know what I know? Right now, just looking at the world and feeling the energies of the earth at large, it's like so crazy. I mean, not my sensitivity. I don't know why I'm still so averse to like putting labels on things such as psychic or whatever. But then again, I really don't care. You know, it is what it is. And I just feel like when I connect to the energy of the earth at large, I just feel such a major, like, global mass confusion.
Yeah.
That is about to arise. I feel like so many people, we're just being the tip of the iceberg with it, but especially when Neptune moves into Pisces, it's going to be accentuated. But so many people are so lost, like, they don't know who to turn to, and so they seek out, like, psychics and healers and other people, you know, counselors, therapists, drugs, alcohol, et cetera, in order to provide them with the answers and the clarity that they're looking for. And what I found, especially on Blog Talk Radio, is that so many people are looking for help with their relationships and with how to deal with other people, and also looking for, you know, I guess, encouragement or someone to tell them that this is who you are. So you're this, you're that, you're this and that and this and that. It's as if people are looking for self-definition. And what I feel is that it's going to go to such an extent that it becomes so dangerous for the state of humanity in general. I feel that when this energy, this Neptunian energy of confusion seeps into politics and I guess the preservation of the earth and, you know, the soil and the crops and the food and all those different systems, I feel like all of it, even the currency system, you know, with the economy, I feel like it's all going to go fucking, oops, I didn't mean to curse, it's all going to go haywire.
How long does it take Neptune to pass through one sign?
Maybe 33 years.
33?
Yeah. It's going to be in Pisces for a long time.
Holy cow, like really 33 years? That's nuts. I haven't even been around that one.
No. Pluto takes 31 years. For Neptune, it's probably going to take 8 to 11 years.
Okay.
8 to 11 years.
That's excellent. This is great. I'm so excited for this whole Neptune shift.
I'm excited for it personally. You know what I mean? Because I've lived through. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying it. I just feel like it takes so long for those big planets, but they're so big, though. That's why I get why they take so long to move.
Mars like right there. It's like 29 degrees Aquarius right now. Every sign has 30 degrees. And it's just 1 degree away from moving in the Pisces.
Oh my goodness. So, I don't know. What do you think that earthquake and tsunami? Like a,
yeah, well.
What's that?
It all can be seen within the chart. I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question because you're breaking up.
It's windy where you are, but
it is. I'm outside. I'm about to go to my house. You're completely breaking up, and I think it's because it's so windy over here.
Yeah, it is windy.
I'm sorry, I'm like really close to my house.
It's okay, I'm going to answer this girl's question real quick. She is speaking of, you were just talking about relationships, and she's like, I want to know about this relationship, and blah, blah, blah. So let's see. I really want to get to know him and be a friend to him, but I heard that he wow. Okay. Maybe an interesting question.
Woo. Okay.
He just wants to know about this guy.
This is the same lady that you were talking to earlier.
Yeah. She wants to know.
And she's in a chat room, right?
She's been waiting for a long time. She wants to do
all right, well,
angels. Alright. That's interesting.
Okay, so you're gonna answer her question, like how do you have to answer it? By the air? Is she listening?
No, not anymore. The show went off air. It's only 30 minutes. But it'll be in the archive.
Oh. Okay. So answer it. And then tell her to listen to it. Okay, so pretend as if she's on the phone right now and answer your question.
Let's see. Miss Faith Angel. I don't know. I don't see anything happening between you and the particular guy. Nothing remotely comes to mind. I feel like you're in a closet looking to the people. Looking at this guy, his girlfriend, and so you definitely envy it. It's like a sex, it's a guy, that's what it feels like. And you envy it, and you know, that's quite all right. I don't like to want a relationship, but don't let it obsess over you. Trust me when I tell you. It's not very good. It's good to recognize what you want, but it's not great to let yourself fall into that. Then you lose yourself, and then you're not living for yourself. You're living for that person, for that relationship. And not, I don't know, personally, I love you. It's my life. And it's great to share it with other people. I love that as well. But it's good to know who you are, like, what you're doing. I don't know. So, with you and Michael, I don't even want to say maybe. I just want to say that's what you want, and I wouldn't mess around with him at all if he does have a girlfriend. It's not something that you want to do. Not right. You want people be around you because they choose to, because they feel like they are attracted to you.